God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Sometimes I kind of get lost in my own world. I don't know if you ever do that, but my kids always know when I'm doing it when after supper sometimes I'll push back from the table and I kind of get this glazed over look. I'm seated in my seat and I'm in the room with them, but I'm not really there. I'm gone. I'm somewhere else. I am in my own world. You know anyone like that? Are you ever like that, lost in your own world? Well, here's the thing. You don't really have your own world. Now, sometimes I can be the center of my own universe. The problem is that's not really the universe. That's just me. No one actually lives to or by themselves, and that's why it's so important the way we live. Paul had addressed a church that had allowed sin in their midst. There was a man in particular that had been involved in some gross immorality, and he had addressed that head on, and it had been hard. And so in chapter 2 of 2 Corinthians, he says, "But I determined this with myself, that I would not come again to you in heaviness." Now, I'm going to come again perhaps, but not this way. "For if I make you sorry, who is he then that maketh me glad, but the same which is made sorry by me?" In other words, he's saying, if I make you sorry, who's going to make me glad? There is a connection that Paul acknowledges. Verse 3, he says, "And I wrote this same unto you, lest when I came, I should have sorrow from them of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all, that my joy is the joy of you all." So sin, when I am part of the body of Christ, it doesn't just affect me, it affects other people around me. They may or may not even know of my sin, but it does affect other people. Sometimes people say, "Well, my sin's not hurting anyone else." That is selfishness and self-delusion. That is sheer folly. Of course it hurts someone else. No one lives to themselves. No one dies to themselves. Joy or sorrow, those things are contagious. Have you ever known someone who could brighten up the room when they left? Or maybe they could bring joy to the room when they came. Depends upon the person. Those things are contagious. In verse 5, "But if any have caused grief, he hath not grieved me, but in part, that I may not overcharge you all." In other words, he's saying this offense didn't just grieve me. That was just part of it. He grieved everybody. Why? Because we don't live or die to ourselves. Verse 10, "To whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgave anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sakes forgave I it in the person of Christ." So again, he finds that his forgiveness, or lack of it, is something that affects other people. I did it for your sakes, he says, in chapter 1. And again in chapter 7, we learn that God comforts us in order that we can comfort other people. In other words, God uses people. You know, I learned a long time ago, and I've had to relearn this again. It's just a rule of my life. I do not trust parents with sullen children. The parents may be happy-go-lucky. They may tell me what a great sermon this was or what have you. But if they have sullen kids, that is, kids that are silently ticked off, something is not right. This is terrible, but I do not trust them. Why? Because what is being shown on the outside and what is known on the inside are not one and the same. And obviously, these kids are being affected by someone or something. Look, at the end of your week, at the end of your summer, at the end of your life, what will commend you? What will speak of who you actually are? Paul says in the next chapter, "I don't need a letter of commendation because you are our letter of commendation." People in your world should be better for it. My children should be better for being my children. My church should be a more joy-filled place because of my being part of it. Because no one lives to himself and no one lives by themselves. And all of us affect other people.